19 minutes away from 8 a.m. on this Monday morning. You with Brent Allen, and it is time for the Bowling Report, Men's Bowling Report on this Monday morning, brought to you by Zealand Lanes. Jim DeGraff joining us after another big weekend of bowling. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Brent. How are you this morning?
Good. It was a crazy weekend sports-wise. As far as our pro teams, hopefully bowling went a little smoother.
Well, and probably one of the final rounds of golf this weekend took place.
That's right.
We did sneak that in yesterday afternoon. So we do have the announcement this morning, Brent, of our 2012-2013 All-City team. And we will make that announcement right after our break with Zealand Lanes and also our high games for the week number 7. So in week number 7 on the bowling calendar, Kevin Pardue once again having an identical game as what he had a couple weeks ago of 297 in the Tri-City League. We had four bowlers with 279 games this week, and they were Steve Walters, Mike Vandenbosch, Kevin Pollock, all from the Tri-City League, and Dan Migas bowled a 279 in the Businessmen's League. Two bowlers with 277s, and they were Scott Terpstra from Tri-City and Jim Hager from the Businessmen's League. Bowling a 276 this week was Terry James from Tri-City, Roger Zeiderbahn from Zealand Suburban with a 269, and then finishing up the top 10 for this week, two bowlers, both having games of 268, and they were Courtney Slider from Tuesday Night Community and Scott A. Smith from Sweet 16. In the high series for the week, along with his 279 game, Mike Vandenbosch had a 791 in the Tri-City League. Jim Post in the Victory League was 757. Kevin Pardue from Tri-City was 747. Also from Tri-City was Scott Smith with a 746, Kevin Pollock with a 743, Ron Cole with a 738. Cone Baring from the Victory League with a 736, Steve Walters out of Tri-City with 730. Courtney Slider from Tuesday Night Men's, 724. Ryan Garvelink from Northland Select with 722. Roger Zeiderbahn from Zealand Suburban with 719. Dan Faber out of the Businessmen's League with 713, and finishing up the 700s for the week, Roger Johnson Sr. from Businessmen's with a 705. At this time of year, we always announce our All-City team for the previous season, and the bowlers that qualify for the All-City team must bowl in two or more leagues in the Holland Association. They may be bowled in the same center. They do need a total of 36 games in each league, with 96 games total pin count for the two leagues. And our captain of the team and our leader for the All-City team was Scott Smith with a composite average of 235 last year. In second place was Mike Vandenbosch with a composite average of 229. One pin behind Mike was Dan Faber with a composite average of 228. Bob Zuverink also in fourth position with a 227 average. Dale Newberry made the cut in fifth place with 220. And our alternate, our sixth person for the All-City team is Joel Sneller, and will be our alternate for the team in case any of the other members cannot participate. So congratulations to the best of the best to the All-City team for the Greater Holland USBC for 2012-2013. Mary Beverly will be announcing the women's All-City team tomorrow at 7:40. Brent, we want to offer our sympathies to the family of Rich Dauman. Rich Dauman was one of our very, very best league secretaries. We did recognize Rich in 2003 as Secretary of the Year. Rich suddenly passed away in the last week, and he certainly will be missed by the Greater Holland USBC, and we certainly want to express our sympathy to his wife and his family. The visitation for Rich Dauman, who was our league secretary for the BML League at Century Lanes on Monday night and the West Ottawa League at Century Lanes on Friday night, the visitation for Rich will be tomorrow evening from 2 to 4 and 6 to 8 at the Lakeshore Memorial Services on James Street. And then the celebration of Rich's life will be held on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at Victory Point Church on Ransom Street here in Holland. We want to recognize also the high series bowlers for this past season. And Joe Cote moved into first place last week with an 838, and then Jim Rennick with 805, Chris Brummels and Steve Branson with 793, Mike Vandenbosch with 791, Bob Zuverink with 781, Kevin Pardue with 769, Scott J. Smith was 768, Scott Terpstra was 760, and Keith Graham with a 758. Then recognizing our high games for the season, we have five bowlers with 300s, and they are Chris Brummels, Jim Rennick, Dale Workman, Gary Emiot, and we added last week Joe Cote. Two bowlers with 299s, and they're Bob Zuverink and Dave Putnam. Jeff Neve with a 298. Kevin Pardue has two games of 297. And Del Vanderpoppen with a 290, and finishing up the top 10, also Tim Crosby with 11 strikes in a row with 290. And Brent, we'll be talking to you again next week, Monday, and of course, Mary Beverly with the announcement of the ladies' all-city team tomorrow morning.
All right, sounds good, Jim. So sorry to hear about Rich. Our thoughts and prayers definitely going out to his family.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's rough. All right, buddy, thanks so much, and we'll talk to Mary tomorrow with the Women's Report. Have a great day.
Yep, thank you. You too.